And yesterday you heard from Jade Rawlings, the head coach of the Norwood Sandford team, about their care for the Eyre Peninsula, if you like, as part of their development zone. And we have the head coach of the Sandford Norwood women's team with us this morning, Matt Creeper. Matt, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Keith?
I am very well, thank you. The Norwood Football Club, as we've already mentioned, is responsible for the development of the Eyre Peninsula, and you are always looking for talent, whether it is male or female footballers on the EP.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, being an important part of our program and obviously our zone, yeah, certainly looking for talent to make their way across Adelaide. Obviously, there's some distance involved, but we obviously try and get over there as much as we can to source as much talent as possible.
The Norwood Football Club, as we've mentioned, does go back to the days when Port Adelaide went into the AFL, which allowed Norwood to take over the Eyre Peninsula. Have you yourself spent much time scouring the Eyre Peninsula for talent before you became head coach of the women's team?
No, unfortunately not. Obviously, I wasn't involved with Norwood that heavily prior. Obviously, I had a bit of a stint there in 2019 when I come down from the Northern Territory doing some personal development stuff and some assistant coaching with Steve Simons before taking off to Collingwood. But, yeah, unfortunately, last year I was at Collingwood myself with Steve and didn't get much of a chance to look into the EP. But, yeah, certainly it's an area of focus for us and yeah, really keen to get over there this weekend and have a look at what talent may present and hopefully we can get some players out of it to the big smoke.
Speaking this morning with Matt Creeper, the head coach of the Norwood Sandford women's football team, when you are looking for talent, is there anything in particular that you look for in the women's game that you might not be looking for in the men's game?
No, not really. The game's pretty much the same across the board. Obviously, the women and men certainly do bring a little bit different skill set. Overall, we're still looking for the same sort of talent any players that show the abilities that we're looking for, well, we're certainly happy to try and work with them and develop them an eagerness to play the game if they've got that and they're of good character and certainly got some sort of ability with skill set, well then, there's no reason why they can't further develop their skills and play the game at a higher level.
And just finally, looking forward to the season ahead, how do you think that Norwood will go in the Sandford Women's competition this season?
Yeah, we're always hopeful that we're going to go well, and I don't think there's any reason why we won't. We've certainly brought in a number of new players, and there's been plenty that have departed as well. So I think we've plucked the holes with the players that have departed, and I think we've probably value-added a little bit more as well from what we've seen in the squad last year. And I think the girls are a whole lot fitter. We're probably going to see a little bit different style of play and some pretty well-structured game plans. So the girls are pretty well across that at this point in time. We've got a couple of trial games coming up in the next few weeks where we'll put some of that into play and hopefully we can get out of it what we want in terms of trials and hit the season hard in round one in, I think that's 3 or 4 weeks from now. So hopefully we can have some really good trials and set the standard and go hard round one.
We'll certainly see how the season does unfold for the Norwood Football Club in the women's sandfall competition. Head coach Matt Creeper, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks very much, Keith.